麦昆塔之音服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年7月13号星期六，我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨提亚·德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
Welcome to the Srimad Bhagavatam class Saturday morning.
欢迎大家来参加星期六清晨的盛典博加瓦坛的早课。
So I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava and then we'll continue our reading on the life of Ajamil.
所以说我现在来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava, 然后都
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Gopi Janabalava Girivanadari Gopi JanabalavaGirivanadari Yasodanandana Vajajanavajana Yasodanandana Vajajanavajana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati RavanachariJaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Gopi Jana Balava Girivanadari Gopi Jana Balava Girivanadari Yasodanandana Vrajajanavajana Yasodanandana Vrajajanavajana Yasodanandana VrajajanavajanaYamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi HariJaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. Rao Shang Hao. Here we are, another Saturday has come.
大家早上好，你看现在又是一个星期六的早上了。
The Jagat is moving.
啊，行。
The material world is called the Jagat, and it's always moving.
所以说这个物质世界就叫 Jagat, 所以它一直都是不断的在变化着的，不断的在这个进展着的。
It's a very illusory phenomenon.
可以说真的是一个非常虚幻的现象。
It's like when we look at a lake and we see the moon is reflected in the lake.
这就有点像是当我们看着一面湖水的时候，这个月亮就倒映在这个湖水上。
And the wind is blowing on the water.
而这风就吹动着这个湖面。
And the water looks like the water is moving.
然后所以由于这个风吹，然后这个水在这个移动着。
And the reflection of the moon appears to be moving, but it really isn't.
而投影在这个水面上的这个月亮，由于这个水的波动，然后它也跟着一起波动，但实际上月亮本身是根本就没有在这个运动着的。
Yeah, it's an illusory phenomenon.
所以说真的就是一种非常虚幻的现象。
In the same way, everything in the material world is moving. Material energy is changing.
所以同样的方式，物质世界当中所有的一切都在移动着，然后都在这个改变着。
Our bodies are changing.
我们的身体在变化。
Now I'm an old man. I can't believe it.
而我现在都已经是个老人了，我简直都无法想象。
Things are falling apart.
躯体都在不断的崩溃着。
But actually, I'm not moving. We're not moving.
但是事实上呢，我并没有在移动，我并没有在改变，然后所有的人都没有在移动，在改变。
Yeah, the knower of the body is not moving, not changing.
知晓身体的这个知晓者是没有在移动，没有在改变着的。
As Prabhupada says in the Isopanishad, he says, it is a colossal hoax. That's hard to translate.
Colossal
hoax.
Hoax.
Like a trick. It's a big trick.
Oh, I see. 所以说就像帕帕在至尊奥义书当中所说到的，这就是一个巨大的一个诡计。
Yeah, we're not changing. We're not part of this material world, and we never have been.
我们从来都没有在改变着，我们从来都不是属于这个物质世界当中的一部分。
We just have to wake up from this dream.
而我们只需要从这个梦境，这个虚幻的梦境当中苏醒过来就可以了。
So a powerful way to awaken from the dream is to regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
而一个能够强大的方式之一就是频繁的聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的讲课。
In the very beginning of the Bhagavatam, there's a purpose statement in the Bhagavatam in the very beginning.
在瓦坛的最开始的部分就专门谈到了瓦坛被记载下来的这个根本目的是什么。
And Vyasadeva writes that the purpose of the Bhagavatam is to distinguish reality from illusion for the welfare of all.
而 Vyasadeva 就在瓦坛的最开始就写到，圣典薄伽瓦坛的目的就是旨在为了众生的福祉而辨别真相与幻觉。
So by hearing the transcendental sound vibration of the Bhagavatam, we awaken from this dream that I am part of this world.
因此通过聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的这个超然的音证，我们就能得以从这个认为自己是物质世界的一部分的这个梦境当中苏醒过来。
And now, in the part of the story we're reading about Ajamil, he's having this awakening.
而我们在阅读的这个瓦坛故事的一部分，就是阿加米勒也正在从这个梦境当中苏醒过来。
Right, the Yamadutas came to take him out of his body and bring him to hell.
亚玛都塔出现在他面前，要把他从躯体当中拖出来，然后抓到地狱中去。
But the Vishnu Dutas came and saved him.
但是Vishnu Duta也及时出现，然后拯救了他。
So Ajamil was supposed to die, but he didn't.
所以说阿扎米勒就本来应该死亡的，但是他却没有。
And the Yamadutas retreated back to their master, Yamaraj, all depressed.
All depressed?
Depressed, dejected, discouraged, confused.
而 Yamaduta 由于这个事情的发生，然后就回到了他们的主人 Yamaraj 那里，然后感到非常的难过，不高兴。
And the Vishnudutas have also disappeared.
而 Vishnuduta 到故事这个地方的时候也消失了。
And Ajamil, he's left all alone.
然后于是阿扎米勒就一个人留在了现场。
But he's awakened from the dream, that he's this material body and that he had a family, and now he's realizing that he's part of Krishna.
而阿扎米勒在这一刻的时候就已经从 他是这个物质躯体的梦境当中苏醒了过来，然后他意识到他自己并不是有这样的一个家庭，而他是 Krishna 的永恒的一部分。
So just like when we wake up and we wake up spiritually, we can reflect on our life and maybe we regret a little bit the choices we made.
所以说当我们在灵性上觉醒的时候，就很有可能会回顾反省自己的人生，然后并且后悔曾经做出过的决定。
And we regret, why did it take me so long to wake up? Why couldn't I have woken up when I was 20 instead of 60?
然后我们甚至可能会后悔，就是为什么没有早点觉醒呢？为什么没有在20多岁的时候觉醒？但是就等到自己60岁的时候才苏醒过来。
So Prabhupada said this kind of a healthy reflection and regret is part of the process of being a devotee.
所以Prabhupada就说到这种健康的反思、健康的反省，然后以及健康的后悔，也就实际上是作为奉献者的过程的一部分。
Yeah, so the mentality of a devotee is he regrets, you know, forgetting the Lord and falling into ignorance.
所以说奉献者的心态就是他会后悔自己曾经遗忘了 Krishna, 然后堕落到了这个物质世界。
And Prabhupada said, not only does a devotee give up his past sinful habits, but he needs to regret his past sinful activities. We have to give up sinful activities, but we also have to regret the fact that we engaged in sinful activities.
所以说帕帕就说到，奉献者的话呢，不仅会放弃过往的这些罪恶的行为，罪恶的这些习惯，罪恶的这些行为，并且也会后悔自己曾经犯下过的这些罪恶的活动。
Yeah, Prabhupada said that is the standard of pure devotion.
而帕帕就说到，这个就是纯粹的奉爱服务的标准。
So, in that context, let's read today's verse, verse 28.
所以说就基于这样的一个上下文背景，我们来读一下今天的这个28世节。
So today we're reading from 6th Canto, Chapter 2, Text 28.
所以今天要学习的这个28世节。
And we may read more because there's a series of verses with no purports.
所以说有可能还会读更多的世节，因为有些世节是没有那个要旨的。
Now today's verse, text 28, has a short purport.
而今天的这个28世节有一个比较短的要旨。
And do we have questions from last week as well? Or do we answer them all? I know we had, I didn't have that much time last week.
I think there are two questions left.
Okay. Alright, so text 28. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Vridavantao Pitaro Nanyabanda Tapashrinao Aho Mayad Dunatyaktva Akrita Gena Nichavat Vridao
年老的
Anatao
没有其他人照顾他们起居。
One had no other person to look after them. Peter Rao.
我的父母。
Na Anya Banda.
没有其他朋友的。
Tapasrinao
经历极大的困难的。
Aho
哎
Maya
被我
Tatao
被抛弃。
Akrita Gaina
忘恩负义的。
Nichavat
向最恶劣的。
Support by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My father and mother were old and had no other son or friend to look after them. Because I did not take care of them, they lived with great difficulty. Alas, like an abominable low-class man, I ungratefully left them in that condition.
译文我的父母都年老了，没有其他的儿子或朋友照顾他们。由于我不照顾他们，他们生活的异常艰辛。唉，我就像一个恶劣的低阶层男子，忘恩负义的抛弃了他们。Shall I continue with purport?
Yes, please.
要指，按照伟达文明，每个人都有责任照顾 Brahmana 老人、妇女、孩子和乳牛，这是每一个人尤其高阶层人士的责任。而置所有这些责任于不顾，现在阿加米勒对此感到很后悔，认为自己十分堕落。 End of purport.
Thank you. Om Aganata Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksarumaditamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namahum Vishnu Bidaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shri Makti Bhakti Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Mirvishesha Samyavadi Paschatya Deshitarane Panchakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. Offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我虔诚地顶拜我的灵性导师圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Papa.
I was born in the darkest of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge.
我诞生于愚昧的黑暗之中，而我的灵性导师用知识的火炬照亮了我的双眼。
So I am forever in his debt, life after life.
因此我生生世世永恒地亏欠于他。
And I offer my respectful obeisances to all of our harem gurus.
并且我也虔诚地顶拜我们所有使徒传世上所有的 guru。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the respected Vaishnavas listening to this class today.
并且我也谦卑地顶拜今天在这里聆听讲课的所有的尊敬的 Vaishnava.
And I beg for your mercy and empowerment so that we can understand more deeply the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam.
我祈求能够得到你们的仁慈，得到获取你们的力量，来帮助我们能够更深的理解圣典薄伽瓦坛的讲课。
The vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam is auspicious for all living beings.
圣典薄伽瓦坛的神圣的震动对于所有的生物体都是吉祥的。
May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生物体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生物体都不再遭受苦难。
And may all living beings awaken to their true self and their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生物体都能觉醒到他们和至尊主 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
So in this verse, Ajamil is remembering, reflecting specifically how his actions hurt his parents.
所以说在今天这个世界当中，阿加米勒就在记忆起，在反思着，就是特具体来看，就是他的行动是怎样伤害了他的父母的。
Yeah, so right now he's reflecting on his past sinful activities and is regretting them, and this is very healthy.
现在阿加米勒就在反思他过往所 进行过的这些罪恶的活动，让他感到非常的后悔，而这是一种非常健康的后悔。
And as we previously mentioned, Prabhupada says this is the mentality of one who is becoming a pure devotee.
而就在我们之前提到过，帕帕就说到，这就是一个成为纯粹奉献者的应有的这样一种心态。
Yeah, so we assume responsibility for our mistakes and we understand and admit how we cause pain to others.
那么我们就为自己曾经做出过的事情承担起责任，并且我们反思后悔自己曾经犯下过的错误以及对别人造成的伤害。
And we ask God and we ask those who we have hurt to forgive us.
我们请求神，请求那些我们曾经伤害过的人能够原谅我们。
So last week's verse, Ajamiya was admitting how he hurt his chaste wife.
在上一周的这个诗节当中，阿加米勒就在承认他自己曾经伤害了他贞洁的非常好的妻子。
Yeah, he left her.
他离开了他的妻子。
And he did nothing to help her.
Did nothing to what?
To maintain her. You know, he just abandoned her.
然后他就完全抛弃了他的妻子，根本没有去维系他。
Just so he could live with this prostitute and have sex with her and drink wine.
所以他就抛弃了他的妻子，只是为了跟一个妓女在一起，然后跟他进行性活动，然后跟他享受纵欲。
Yeah, so when we have illicit sex, we not only hurt ourselves and the person we're having illicit sex with, we hurt our family and their family, and it just expands. The negativity expands, and so many living beings are injured.
Injured. 所以说，因此当人们就是进行这种非法性行为的时候，那么这样的事情不仅伤害自身，并且伤害了他们与之进行性行为的那个对方那个人，然后并且还伤害了彼此双方的家庭。而这样的行径的话呢，真的就是不断的扩张着这个消极负面的影响，然后影响到了如此之多的生物体。
I've mentioned this in a number of classes, but one time I had a call for a shooting.
Had a call for what?
A shooting. I was on the ambulance, the call came in as there's a shooting.
I see. Okay. 所以说我曾经也在之前的讲课提到过，就是原来有一次我在上班的时候，然后就接到电话，然后有这样一个枪杀案发生了。
Yeah, so we got to this apartment.
然后我们就到达了这个案发现场。
And we found a young woman, she was lying on her bed with a gun next to her body.
然后我们在这个案发现场的这个公寓里面就看到有个年轻的女人躺在那儿，然后旁边就是她的一支枪。
She wasn't dead, but she was dying.
然后当时的那一刻她还没有咽气，但是都即将死亡了。
She had shot herself in the chest.
然后她朝自己的胸口开了一枪。
And in the next room was her young son, who was, I would say he was 10 or 12 years old.
And also dead.
Yeah, he had a gunshot wound to the chest and he was also dying. He was still alive, but he was dying.
然后就在这个女人的隔壁房间的话呢，就是她的一个很年幼的儿子，应该大概就是十岁、十二岁的样子。然后他也是胸口招了一枪，然后当时的那一刻，他也是即将咽气了。
And so we brought them both to the hospital, but they both died.
所以说我们就立刻把他们两个就是放在了这个救护车上，然后送到医院去。但是的话呢，都还是依然没有救醒，救好。
So later on at the hospital, I met the police that were also there at the scene investigating the, you know, what had happened.
然后所以说稍后的话呢，我就在医院那儿遇到了那些警察，然后他们也在那儿调查就是这个案件发生的原因。
And they told me the reason why this young girl had This one young woman had shot herself and her son.
嗯，然后他们这警察就告诉了我，为什么这个年轻的女人就是开枪杀死了她自己以及她的儿子。
The reason is because she was angry at her husband for having an affair.
嗯，而原因就是她非常愤怒自己的丈夫就是有了婚外情。
Yeah, so she wanted to hurt her husband.
嗯，因此她想通过这样的事情来伤害她的丈夫。
So she did that by killing herself and killing his son.
所以说她就通过杀了她自己以及杀了他们的儿子来复仇。
Yeah, so this is really, this is a result of illicit sex.
所以大家可以看到这个就是非法性行为所招致的这种后果。
And these things are going on all over the world.
而这样的事情可以说是在全世界不断的在进行着的。
So, Ajamil, not only did he leave his wife, but he left his home, and in his home,was also his elderly parents who he was taking care of.
嗯，所以说当初阿加米勒就是不仅离开了他的贞洁的妻子，并且离开了他的家，而在他的家里就是他就还有他年老的父母。
Yeah, so in order to live with this prostitute and enjoy having sex with her, he was willing to leave his wife and also to abandon his parents.
嗯，因此的话呢，就是为了和这个妓女在一起生活，为了享受和她的这种非法这种性生活，然后阿加米勒真的是已经就是愿意离开他的妻子，离开他年老的父母。
Yeah, so previously, not only in Vedic culture, but in the East and really all over the world, families depended on each other for survival, really.
嗯。所以说在曾经的年代，那么不仅是在东方，可以说是在整个是全世界的话呢，就是家人的话呢都是彼此依赖着，然后从而能够得以生存下来的。
And normally it's the duty of the oldest son to take care of the parents, to live with the parents and take care of them in their old age. Otherwise there's no one to protect them, no one to feed them, no one to give them shelter.
嗯。所以说但往往情况下的话呢都是家庭里面最年长的儿子和年迈的父母居住在一起来保护父母然后并且就是这个给父母然后提供这种住宿提供这个食宿然后否则的话就没有人能够来照顾到这个年迈的父母。
Yeah, so in modern society, there's old age homes that, some countries are provided by the government.
嗯，而在现代社会的话呢，就是有这个养老院制度的存在，在某些国家，养老院就是由政府来提供的。
So often, our parents end up in those places.
所以很多时候我们的父母都在养老院这些地方待着。
But still,You know, there's so many consequences, you know, especially at the time of Ajamil to abandoning his mother and father. They had to suffer greatly.
但是即便如此的话呢，就是一个人抛弃自己的父母，就像阿加米勒这样，那么的话呢，都会有这种很严重的这个后果。那么特别是在阿加米勒当初所存在的那个年代。
So normally in society, and of course things are changing a little bit now, but still generally speaking, old men and old women and women in general and children, they all need protection. They need to be supported and given shelter and protected.
所以说基本上在现代在社会当中当然现在可能稍微有一点点改变的话但总的来说就是老人妇女以及儿童的话呢都应该是受到保护受到支持的。
So, maybe only India and China and a little bit in Japan, children still feel some obligation to take care of their parents.
所以说在印度中国或者是在日本的某一小部分的话呢就是孩子依然觉得是有义务有责任要照顾好自己的父母的。
But we see as Kali Yuga progresses that even in China now and in Japan and even in India, more and more, as we become more and more selfish, the children are neglecting their parents. They don't care anymore.
但是随着这个卡利年代的进展的话呢，我们都可以看到，就是在中国或者是在日本，当然就是在印度的话呢，都会有越来越多的人就是非常的自私，然后忽略了自己年老的父母。
So really, actually, it's pious. It's a pious quality to take care of your parents.
所以说照顾好自己父母真的是一种虔诚的品质。
So even as devotees, and even though our parents aren't devotees, we still have some obligation to our parents.
Even though our parents are devotee or
are not,
not. 所以说我们虽然作为奉献者，虽然有可能父母并不是奉献者，但是我们依然是有责任、有义务要照顾好他们的。
I remember when Prabhupada used to meet our parents, he would ask us to bow down to our parents and show them respect.
我记得就是曾经帕帕见到我们的父母，拜我们的父母。
So devotee, becoming a devotee doesn't mean that we lose respect for our family or that we lose affection for them.
所以说成为奉献者并不意味着我们就对自己的家人失去了尊重，然后对自己的家人失去感情。
But at the same time, we transcend the bodily concept of life.
但是同时的话呢，我们也要超越对于躯体的对于这种家庭的躯体化概念。
And so we have affection for our family, more affection because we see them as spirit souls and as part of Krishna.
因此的话呢，我们对于自己的家人就会有更多的情感，因为我们看到他们就是灵性的灵魂，他们是 Krishna 的一部分。
So when our parents become old and they're sick and they're living in the house, it's a great austerity for the children. It's not easy.
因此当我们看到自己的父母年老，然后生病，然后在家里面就是需要有人照顾的时候，那实际上作为子女，这真的是一种巨大的苦行来照顾自己的父母。
But they don't live forever.
但是父母也不会永恒的生存着的。
Nobody lives forever. So it's, you know, it's an austerity. It's our karma. You know, we have to take responsibility.
所以说没有任何人是会永恒的这个生存着的，因此这是一项巨大的苦行，也是我们的业报，能够来承担起这样的责任。
At the same time, we have to, you know, we have to maintain our devotional life.
而同时的话呢，我们要维系好自己的奉爱服务。
So case by case, it can be very challenging.
所以说每个人的状况都不一样，所以说每个人某些人面对的可能就是会是更加有挑战性的这样一种状况。
So we see Ajamil, he's regretting that he abandoned his parents. Even though he's a devotee now, he still sees that was a sinful activity to abandon his parents.
所以说阿加米勒的话呢，在这里他就非常后悔自己曾经抛弃了父母，然后虽然他现在已经是奉献者了，然后但他也能看到就是曾经的这样一种作为是非常罪恶的。
So sometimes immature devotees, they think that actually if I give up my wife and my children and my parents and everyone who's not a devotee and I just forget all of themthat's a sign of advancement in devotional service, but actually it's not.
而有时的话呢，不成熟的奉献者就会认为，我只需要放弃我的妻子、我的丈夫、我的孩子、我的父母，那么我忘记所有的这些非奉献者的家人，那么这个就是进步的一种迹象、一种标志，但是实际上并非如此。
So antagonistic that it's impossible to live with them. Then that's another That's another story.
当然如果要是家人是变得非常敌对的，很有敌对情绪的，就是基本上是不可能能够和他们住在同一个屋檐下，那么当然这就是另外一种状况，一种局面了。
But as much as possible, we should continue to respect and have affection for our family members, even if they're not devotees and cannot understand, our devotional lifestyle.
但是我们也应该尽可能的尊重家人，尽可能的对家人是有充分的这种感情的，因为即便他们并不是奉献者，即便他们完全不能明白就是我们的这个奉爱修行，我们的这个奉爱生活。
Actually, it's very important that we maintain our family relationships and duties, even though they're not devotees and they don't understand our devotional life.
因此非常重要的就是我们要维系自己的家庭责任，维系自己的家庭关系，即便家人都不是奉献者，即便家人都不能理解我们的灵性生活。
Yeah, we shouldn't become irresponsible.
我们不应该就是变得没有这种欠缺责任感。
At the same time, we have to live our life.
但同时的话呢，我们也必须要过自己的人生。
And not, give up our devotional principles.
而不会去放弃自己奉爱服务、奉爱修行的这种原则。
We should allow our family members to protest.
Allow them to protest.
Yeah, they may protest our lifestyle. Yes, yes, I understand, how you feel.
所以我们应该允许自己的家人去抗议我们的这种生活方式。是的，是的，你说你们不喜欢我的这样一种生活方式是。
Actually, there's an interesting purport. It's in chapter 13 where Prabhupada talks about how Krishna consciousness doesn't mean that we give up our family and leave our family.
我现在想起来，就是《薄伽梵歌》当中的有一个要旨，然后是特别有趣的。帕帕好像就在里面提到，就是 Krishna 知觉并不意味着我们就放弃。
Yeah, it's in the purport of chapter 13, verses 8 through 12, where Krishna is talking about the qualities of knowledge, one who wants to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Let me find it.
There's one quality where Krishna talks about becoming detached from children, wife, and home.
能 become detached. 所以说 Krishna 在这个当中谈到了就是一种品质，就是变得对自己的这个妻子和孩子弃绝的这样一种品质。
So if we read the verse, it's I think it's 8 through 12. There's a whole list of qualities of knowledge, and Krishna says anything outside of these qualities is ignorance.
所以说大家可以看到哈，然后在这个薄伽梵歌的第13章第8到12诗节，然后整个的这一块谈到的就全部是这些拥有知识的品质，而在这些拥有知识的品质之外的这些这个世界之外谈到的，那么都是属于这种愚昧属性的。
So Krishna says, I'll just read the translation. He says, humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest, evenness of mind amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization, and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance.
所以大家可以看到这个13章的第8到12细节，谦卑、勿傲、非暴力、容忍、淳朴、接近一位真正的灵性导师、清洁、坚定、自律、弃绝感官享受的对象、没有假我、认识到生老病死的不幸、超脱、不受妻儿家庭等等的羁绊，无论是遭遇好事还是坏事都心平气和，对我永远的忠诚奉献，渴望居于孤寂之地，承认自我觉悟的重要性，用哲学研究来探求绝对真理。我宣布上述一切皆属知识，除此之外则属无知。
So in the purport, Prabhupada talks about each one of these aspects of enlightenment.
所以说在这个师姐的要旨部分，帕帕就分别的谈论到了就是刚才提到的这些品质。
So there's a paragraph where he talks about detachment from children and wife and home.
所以这其中就有一个段落，就是他谈到了对于家人、对于妻儿的这种弃绝。
So he says, detachment from children, wife and home, it's not meant that one should have no feeling for these.
所以说帕帕就在这里写到，不依附妻儿家庭并不等于说一个人对这一切就完全没有感情。
They are natural objects of affection.
家人、妻子和儿女，这些都是倾注感情的自然的对象。
But when they are not favorable to spiritual progress, then one should not be attached to them.
但是当妻儿家庭并不利于灵性的进步的时候，人就不应该执念依附于他们。
That doesn't mean one should leave them.
但这并不意味着一个人就应该离开家人和这个妻儿。
We just allow them to be the way they are.
我们就只是允许家人按照他们的这种想要的方式来。
You know, unless they're, physically or emotionally abusive, we shouldn't stay in an unsafe situation, but otherwise we have to tolerate.
所以说就除非家人的话呢是这种就是在生理上或者是这种心理上或者情绪上有这种虐待我们的这种品质的话呢，除了这种状况，然后这种完全是没救了的这种状况，那么除此以外我们都应该去容忍，然后并且和他们继续在一起。
And then Prabhupada, he goes on to say, the best process for making the home pleasant is Krishna consciousness.
然后帕帕继续就在这要旨当中写到，使家庭和睦幸福的最好方法就是 Krishna 知觉。
If one is in full Krishna consciousness, he can make his home very happy.
如果一个人完全地处在 Krishna 知觉之中，他就能使家庭快乐幸福。
Because the process of Krishna consciousness is very easy.
因为 Krishna 知觉的程序是十分容易的。
One need only chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
一个人只需要唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀。
And then one should accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna.
并且只需要接受供奉给 Krishna 的这个食物的这些供奉。
And have some discussion on books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
并且讨论诸如《博迦梵歌》和《圣典博迦瓦坛》一类的书籍。
And worship the deity of Krishna.
并且崇拜供奉神像。
These four things will make one happy.
那么做到这四件事就会让一个人非常快乐幸福。
One should train the family members of his family in this way.
一个人应该就以这样的方式来训练他的家人。
The family members can sit down morning and evening and chant together, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
整个家庭都可以早上和晚上的时候坐在一起来唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀。
If one can mold his family life in this way to develop Krishna consciousness, following these four principles, then there is no need to change from family life to renounce life.
如果一个人能够这样来建立家居生活，遵循这四项原则，培养 Krishna 知觉，那么就无需放下家庭生活，过弃觉的生活。
But if it is not congenial, not favorable for spiritual advancement, then family life should be abandoned.
但是如果家庭生活并不适合，不利于灵性修习，那么就应该放弃。
One must sacrifice everything to realize and serve Krishna.
一个人必须放弃一切来觉悟和服务 Krishna.
Just as Arjuna did.
就像 Arjuna 所做的那样。
Arjuna did not want to kill his family members.
Arjuna 并不想杀害他的亲属。
But when he understood that these family members were impediments to Krishna realization, he accepted the instruction of Krishna and fought and killed them.
但是当他知道他的亲人阻碍了他了解 Krishna, 便接受了 Krishna 的指示来参与到战争之中，最后杀了他们。
So,regardless of staying with your family or not staying with your family, one should become detached from the happiness and distress of family life.
所以说无论一个人是和自己的家人在一起还是离开自己的家人，他们都应该就是要不去依附，不去执着于家庭生活的酸甜苦辣。
The reason is because in this world,One can never be fully happy or fully miserable.
而原因就在于在这个世界上不会有完全的快乐，也不会有完全的痛苦。
So, especially like in China, where the Vedic culture is still a little bit present, you cannot just arbitrarily give up your parents and taking care of your parents or respecting your parents.
然后特别是在中国的话，就是中国还有一点点这个曾经的这种伟大文化的存在，那么一个人就是不可能很武断，很这种就是神性的放弃自己的父母，然后不再尊敬自己的父母，不再照顾自己的父母。
Actually, we are also representatives of Krishna and of Prabhupada.
并且的话，我们同时也是 Krishna 和 Papa 的代表。
And people will judge Prabhupada and Krishna based on if we are actually responsible human beings or not.
而人们的话呢，就会根据我们是不是有责任感的人类来评判帕帕和评判 Krishna。
Yeah, so even if our parents are not devotees,
所以说即使我们的父母不是奉献者，
and even if they do not agree or understand our devotional life,
即使他们并不同意，然后也不赞成我们的这个 Krishna 知觉的修行，
we shouldn't expect them to become devotees.
那么我们都不应该期望他们也成为奉献者。
And we shouldn't disrespect them.
并且也不应该不尊重他们。
After all, they gave us birth in this world and they made so many sacrifices to take care of us and give us an education, etc.
毕竟的话呢，就是他们把我们生了出来，然后给做出了许多的牺牲来让我们得到教育等等的，做出了很多的这些牺牲的行为。
So we can always find something to respect about them, even if they're crazy.
所以说，我们总是能找到一些原因来尊敬他们的，即便他们是非常疯狂的。
And in the bigger picture, we see our parents as instruments of our karma.
嗯，并且从更大的这个角度来看的话呢，我们也能够看到父母就是我们的这个业报业力的这个工具。
And so the attitude of a devotee is that he takes responsibility for his karma. He doesn't blame happiness and distress any longer on other people.
嗯，而奉献者的态度就是能够主动的承担起自己的业报的这样一种态度，这种态度就是对主动的接受自己的这个业报，就是自己曾经的这个事情。那么他们不会，奉献者是不会把自己的痛苦，然后都归咎于其他人的身上，然后认为是其他人导致了自己的痛苦。
So in the case of Ajamil, he had no good reason, to leave his parents or to leave his wife.
嗯，所以就阿加米勒的例子来看的话呢，他是完全找不到一个好的理由能离开自己的父母和妻子的。
And really, he abandoned them.
所以说，真的他就是抛弃了他们。
And that was, especially in those days, that was very difficult to, if you abandon, it was very difficult for his mother and father and for his wife just to survive.
哦，而在那个年代的话呢，一旦要是父母和妻子被抛弃的话，他们就会很难得以生存下来。
Because they were depending upon him for, financially.
嗯，因为他们的话呢，都是在经济上是非常依附于，这个依赖于阿加米勒。
So imagine how much they suffered, physically, emotionally, financially, when he just abandoned them.
所以大家可以想象一下，就是当初阿加米勒抛弃了自己的父母和妻子的时候，那么他的家人是在这种身体上，然后经济上，以及在这个情绪上遭受了多大的这种痛苦。
So Ajamil, he's showing the attitude of someone who's becoming a pure devotee by taking responsibility and admitting his mistakes and sincerely regretting his mistake.
嗯，所以说阿加米勒在这里展现出的就是一个纯粹奉献者的态度，能够为自己的所作所为承担起所有的责任，然后承认自己曾经犯下的错误，然后并且后悔曾经犯下的错误。
So I encourage everyone to study the song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
嗯，所以我建议大家来学习 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 曾经写下的这样一首歌。
It's called Amara Jivan.
Amara Jivan.
Amar Jivan.
Oh, Amar.
From a number of songs he wrote on the topic of surrender.
嗯，所以这首歌的名字叫做 Amara Jivan， 然后它是来自于就是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所写下的一系列关于臣服的歌曲当中的一首。
Yeah, so surrender, has six aspects.
我们都知道臣服包含有六个方面。
One is to accept what is favorable for devotion.
嗯，其中一个方面就是接受对于奉爱服务有利的一切。
And to reject what is unfavorable.
拒绝对于奉爱服务不利的一切。
To see Krishna as your protector.
然后就是看到 Krishna 是你的保护者。
And to see Krishna as your maintainer.
去看到 Krishna 是你的维系者。
And to be meek and humble, to accept responsibility.
嗯，然后并且的话呢，保持谦卑。恭敬的这种态度，然后并且，Sri Guru Maharaj, what's the last one?
To be meek and humble.
Oh, and take responsibility.
Be meek and humble means not to blame others, to take responsibility.
而这个就是保持谦卑恭顺的态度的话呢，实际上也就是说，这种愿意承担起所有的责任。
And then, the sixth quality of surrender is to be completely surrendered to the will of the Lord.
哦，而第六个关于谦卑的方面就是完全的去臣服于主的意愿。
Yeah, so regretting your past mistakes and saying sorry to those who have offended, this is an aspect of humility. The quality of humility, that's an aspect of surrender.
Okay. 所以说承认曾经犯下过的错误，然后为曾经犯下过的错误感到后悔，愿意承担起所有的责任，那么这种就是对那些你曾经冒犯过的人说抱歉道歉，那么这个就是谦卑，而这个就是关于臣服的方面之一。
Now when I mentioned the first two qualities of surrender, to accept what is favorable and reject what is unfavorable, I'm sure many devotees were thinking, well, I should reject an unfavorable family.
所以头两个方面就是接受对于奉爱服务有利的和拒绝对于奉爱服务不利的，我相信可能大多数听课的奉献者心里面都在想的，那我就应该拒绝这个对于奉爱服务不利的家人呗。
Well, that may be true, you know, but case by case. And it's not always possible.
当然这确实也可能是真的，然后但是每个人的这种状况是不一样的，但有些时候在某些情况下你是没办法能够做到的。
I remember when I was a new devotee, I rejected my parents and my brothers, and it really hurt their feelings.
我记得就是当我在我原来还是刚刚开始 Krishna 知觉的时候，那个时候我就拒绝了我的父母，然后也拒绝了我的兄弟，然后我真的是当时伤害了他们的感情。
I criticized them for eating meat and smoking, for having a dog.
然后我当时就批评他们，说批评他们竟然吃肉，然后完了还吸烟，然后还批评他们竟然还养了一只狗。
Yeah, I'd only been a devotee about 6 months.
而那个时候我才刚刚就是进入 Krishna 知觉六个月的样子。
And so, you know, they all got angry at me and I left the house and said I'm never coming back.
然后于是的话呢，由于我的这种行径，然后他们都很生气，然后我就说然后我就离开他们，我说我再也不回来了。
And I remember telling Jayananda, who was my mentor at the time. I told him about the situation with my family and he chastised me.
然后我就记得当时我就跟加亚南达帕布讲了这个我家里面的情况，当时加亚南达帕布是我的这个导师嘛，然后他就我记得当时他就狠狠地批了我一顿。
And he said, you're not acting like a mature devotee, you're acting like a very immature devotee.
然后他说你这个行为哈，一点都不是这种成熟的奉献者的这种行为，而完全就是一点都不成熟的奉献者才会这样做。
He said, you shouldn't criticize your parents. You should love them and respect them.
那你不应该批评你的父母，而你应该去爱他们，尊敬他们。
Otherwise, they'll reject you and they'll reject Krishna.
否则的话，你的父母就会拒绝你，也会拒绝 Krishna.
So he told me to arrange a home program with my parents.
所以说他就让我去跟我的父母一起组织一次家庭节目。
And that consisted of just going there to be friendly and respectful towards them and to make them prasadam.
而这个家庭节目就是要求我去到父母的家里面，然后对他们表达我的这个敬意和感情，并且为他们就是做一顿 prasadam.
Yeah, so we didn't criticize their lifestyle, but we just emphasized some of the positive aspects of a Krishna conscious lifestyle.
You mean like during the program?
Yeah, well, that was the program.
Oh, I see.
We didn't chant, we didn't speak any philosophy.
所以说我们在那次和家人，就是我和家人的那个活动当中的话呢，就我并没有让他们去念诵，没有让他们去读博伽梵歌，然后我也没有去批评他们的这种生活方式，而尽量的只是向他们展示这个Krishna 知觉的这个积极好的一面。
So Jayananda Prabhu, he told me what the program should be.
所以说 Jayananda Prabhu 就告诉我这个节目该怎样进行。
You should tell your parents that you want to come home and you want to cook dinner for them.
他就说你应该告诉你的父母你想要回家，想要为他们做晚饭。
And just spend time together.
就是和他们花时间在一起。
So Jayananda and Keshava, he was a he was a temple president in San Francisco. They went with me to visit my parents.
Keshav 爬步哈。
Yeah.
哦，然后于是加亚南达爬步和这个 Keshav 爬步，然后后者是这个三藩市那边的庙长，然后他们两位就跟着我一起，然后回到我家去见我的父母。
So we cooked dinner for my parents. I introduced Jayananda and Keshava to them.
于是我就把这两位爬步就介绍给我的父母认识，然后我们三人就一起为父母做了晚饭。
And most of the cooking was done by Jayananda.
而这个晚餐大部分都是由加亚南达爬步做的。
And he offered the prasadam to Krishna just by sitting down and chanting his Gayatri mantra.
而他就是只是通过坐在那儿，然后念诵他的这个嘎亚曲曼陀，然后就把做出来的晚餐供奉给了 Krishna。
Yeah, so we didn't explain to my parents so much about prasadam, but that this was just a new kind of food that they've never had before.
所以我们并没有就是对父母去阐释解释这个 prasadam 是什么，然后对他们来说就只是一种新的一种品尝方式而已。
And so my parents, they became very happy just to, you know, have friendly relationships with me and my friends.
所以说我的父母就感到很开心，然后就觉得和我，然后和我的朋友有这种很友善的关系，他们就觉得很开心。
And my father became very attached to the halava that Jayananda Prabhu made.
To the what? For halava?
Yeah.
然后而我父亲的话呢，当时就非常喜欢加亚南达帕布所做的那个哈拉瓦。
And that taste of Krishna prasadam, even though he didn't understand what Krishna prasadam was, that stayed with him for the rest of his life.
He always remembered the taste.
He always remembered it. He always talked about Jayananda, and he always told me how much he liked eating that halava.
然后所以说而我父亲虽然说完全不知道这个 Krishna Prasadam 是什么，然后也他就但是他这辈子就后来再也没有忘记过就是这个 Jayananda Prabhu 给他做的那个 Halava， 然后他每次见到我都会去谈论他当时吃的那个 Halava， 然后从来都没有再次的忘记过。
And then because now they felt comfortable with me, they felt comfortable with a couple of devotees, they would come and visit me at the temple from time to time.
而由于我的父母对我感到比较舒服了，然后对其他的几位奉献者也感到比较舒服，所以他们会时不时的就是到庙里来拜访我们。
Yeah, so they never became devotees.
而我父母从来都没有成为过奉献者。
But they became much more, accepting of the fact that I was a devotee.
但是他们却变得越能够去接受这个我是一个奉献的这样一个事实了。
The point is that Krishna consciousness didn't become a block between me and my parents. We could still have a loving relationship, even though I was a devotee and they weren't.
所以说关键点就在于 Krishna 知觉并不是成为我和家人关系之间的这样一个阻碍，就是我和家人依然就是有这种充满爱这种关系，即便他们并不是奉献者。
And they could have some appreciation for Krishna consciousness.
并且的话呢，他们也能够对于 Krishna 知觉有那么一点点的这种欣赏和感激的这种心情。
And that's enough.
而这就足够了。
So that's just my, I know that each devotee's situation is different.
我知道每个奉献者家里面的状况都是不一样的。
And some situations are just intolerable and you have to leave.
有些状况是让你就是完全是难以容忍的，所以说就不得不离开。
But the main thing is, you know, we should come to the transcendental platform.And see all living entities, including our family members, as spirit souls, and we shouldn't remain on the material platform.
而最主要的一点就是我们应该到达这个超然的层面，能够看到所有的生物体，看到自己的家人， 那么都是灵性的灵魂，而不是依然让自己处于这种物质的层面之上。
And the spiritual platform is you're jolly and you're happy and you're not opposed to anyone.
而在这个灵性的层面上，你是很快乐的，是很快活的，你不会去反对任何一个人。
Right, the jagat is moving, but we're not.
Jagat 在不断的移动着，但是我们却没有。
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, Ajamil, he's in the process of lamenting and reflecting, and it's very purifying.
所以说，在这个瓦坛的世界当中的话呢，阿加米勒就是不断的在这个悲叹着和这个反思着过往的这些错误、这些罪恶的活动，那么真的是非常净化的。
So I encourage you all to study the song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Amar Jivan and read the purport by Prabhupada.
所以说我就建议大家都能够去学习 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所写下的这首歌叫 Amar Jivan， 然后去看一看帕帕对这首歌的这个要旨的注释。
So it's an attitude of surrender and reflecting and taking responsibility.
所以说这首歌谈论的就是这个臣服的态度，这种反思。
Okay. All right, so is there any comments or questions before we end today?
Yeah, there are like two more, and also the last week, maybe there are like two or three.
Okay.
那我们就来看一看上个星期没有回答完的问题。Let me see. 我来看一下。好的。我们来看上个星期Sumuki Radha Mataji 转发的一个问题。顶拜 Guru 和翻译 Mataji， 感恩您的讲课。我也渴望体验能量向上走的感觉，不想和男人过性生活，因为过完即使有快乐几分钟之后特别难受。女人的欲望好像很强，没有人能满足。我听课也说了，女人性欲是男人的多少倍，半神人都有性的欲望，而我们就是凡人啊。我们不允许压抑她，觉得她罪恶，这样是不是违背人性？压抑他觉得他是这样是不是违背人性的呢？Okay, so Guru Maharaj, this question is Sumuki Radha Mataji asking on behalf of another Mataji. So she's saying that thank you very much for your class. I really am yearning for the energy, upward energy, that kind of feeling. I don't want to have sex life with men because even though, you know, after sex that I felt happy for a few minutes,But afterwards, again, felt very bad. So it seems like women have a lot of desires that no one really can satisfy it. I've heard from the class that the women's lust is quite a lot more than men. And then even demigods have sexual lust. And we are just mundane people, people on the earth. So we do not allow the lust.And suppress it and thinking that the lust is very sinful. Isn't this kind of approach very, inhumane? Against the humanity? Against the human nature? Against the human nature?
Thank you for your question.
谢谢你的问题。
Yes, it is against human nature.
是的，确实这是违背人性的。
The body and the mind have different urges.
躯体和心意都是有各种各样不同的这种这种冲动的。对，冲动。
Of course, we have the urge to breathe, because we can't live without air for more than 2 minutes.
我们都有这种必须要呼吸的冲动，因为如果没有不吸气不呼吸的话，两分钟然后就会死亡。
We have the urge to drink water, thirst, because we can't live without water for more than 3 days.
然后在口渴的时候，我们也有必须要喝水的这种冲动，因为如果人要是3天不喝水的话，就会死亡。
And we have the urge to eat because we can't live without eating for more than, a couple of weeks.
而我们也有这种必须要吃东西的冲动，因为如果不吃东西的话呢，过几周就会死亡。
And we have the urge for sex. Of course, we won't die if we don't have sex, at least most of us. Some people might.
Most of people would die from not having sex.
Yeah, no one will die from not having sex, but some people will feel like they die if they don't have sex.
Okay, no, I understand. 当然我们也有这个就是要进行性活动的这种冲动，这种欲望。当然就是并不是说如果很长一段时间没有性活动的话呢，就会死亡，但不会死亡，但是可能有些人会觉得自己就要死的那种感觉。
But without sex, the species will die.
但是如果没有性的这种存在的话，那么整个这个族群，对，这种种群，那么都会死亡灭绝的。
So Krishna, he says in the Bhagavad Gita that he's the cause of procreation.
那么 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中说到。
So that urge to have sex is actually created by Krishna.
所以这种就是想要进行性活动的这种冲动，这种欲动的话呢，也是由 Krishna 创造出来的。
So, yeah, it's part of having a human body.
这就是拥有人类躯体的一部分体验而已。
But like all urges, you know, whether it's, you know, to breathe or to drink water or eat or have sex, they all come and go.
但是的话呢，就如所有的这种冲动、这种欲念一样的，那么就像我们想要呼吸、想要喝水、想要吃东西，那么所有的这些冲动的话呢，它都是时来时走的，它并不会一直的存在，但它也不会一直都没有。
Yeah, and they never go away.
并且所有的这些冲动都是永远不会消失的。
And they're never satisfied.
并且所有的这些冲动是永远都不会被彻底满足的。
You always have to breathe.
你总是不得不呼吸，对吧？
And every couple of hours you have to drink.
是不是每隔几个小时你就必须喝水，对吧？
And two or three times a day you have to eat.
然后一天一定得吃两到三顿饭，是吧？
And the sex urge is very strong when you're young.
而且并且在你很年轻的时候，这个性欲的冲动是非常旺盛的，对吧？
But Krishna says, for one who wants to advance in yoga, then you have to learn to master the mind and the senses.
而 Krishna 说到，对于一个想要在瑜伽当中获得进步的人来说，就必须要成为自己躯体和心意的主人。
Otherwise, you can't awaken.
否则的话是不可能能够在灵性上得以觉醒的。
And you have to begin to master the mind and the senses by setting boundaries for them or regulating them.
而我们必须要通过来规范自己的心意和感官，然后为他们制定一系列的规则，从而来成为自己心意和感官的主人。
And so the way we regulate the sex life as a human being is marriage.
而作为人类来规范自己性生活的这种方式，那就是婚姻。
Right, you can't have sex with everyone you meet, only one person.
你不能够和自己遇到的每个人都发生性行为，而只能和你与之结婚的那个人发生性行为才行。
Now, some people are so lusty, they want to have sex with everyone they meet or every girl that walks by.
因为有些人真的就是非常色欲很重的，然后就想跟自己遇到的每个女孩然后都发生性行为。
Yeah, the desire may arise.
所以说欲念是会冒起来的。
Yeah, so to restrict yourself to one person, that's the beginning of control.
所以说控制自己然后限制自己只和一个人发生性行为，那么这个就是控制自己的心意和感官的开头，这个初始阶段。
But Krishna says that these pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not indulge in them.
而 Krishna 说过，所有的这些这种愉悦的话呢，都是有开头也有结束的，因此聪明的人是不会放纵自己 来沉溺于其中的。
Yeah, so that's, you know, only people who are endeavoring for self-realization like to hear this.
而只有渴求有灵性觉悟的人才会愿意聆听这些知识。
Yeah, so the sexual urge will always be there and will never be satisfied.
性的这种冲动总是会存在的，并且永远都不会被彻底的满足。
And for the human being, oftentimes the sexual urge is not only just a sexual urge, it becomes a psychological condition, an addiction.
Addiction. Yeah. 而对于人类来说的话呢，很多时候这种性方面的冲动并不仅仅只是一种躯体上的一种冲动而已，而更多的话呢是一种心理上瘾的状态。
Yeah, ultimately, we feel lonely, we feel separate, we feel incomplete.
因为归根结底的话呢，每个人都感到孤独，感到分离，然后感到自己是不完整的。
And we try and satisfy that feeling of loneliness or incompleteness through sex.
而我们就是这种不完整的感觉。
But if you're on the spiritual path, eventually you realize that the feeling of incompleteness and loneliness, it's a spiritual problem. It's not a physical or mental problem.
The feeling of loneliness and incompleteness is
it's a spiritual problem. It's not, it's not an emotional or physical problem.
而当你走在这个灵性道路上的时候，你就会明白这种孤独的感觉和不完整的感觉，实际上它是一种灵性层面的问题，而并不是我们在情绪上，并不是我们在心理上感受到的问题。
Yeah, so we have to regulate our senses and our mind.
因此我们必须要规范自己的心意和感官。
And then we have to engage in a positive spiritual practice.
并且我们要进行从事一种积极正面的灵性修行。
And then we awaken out of the dream of separation.
而后我们就能够从这种分离的梦境当中苏醒过来。
We see we're not the mind and the body.
我们就能够看到自己不是这具躯体，不是这个心意。
And that spiritually we are complete and full.
而在灵性层面上，我们是完整的，是圆满的。
At that point, then, one loses interest in sex life.
到那一刻，我们就会对性生活完全失去兴趣。
But to get to that point, you have to, you know, you have to regulate the mind and the senses so that you are peaceful enough so that you can awaken out of the dream.
而要到达那一刻的话，我们就必须要规范自己的这个心意和感官，这样的话呢，我们才能够感到一种平和，感到一种这种对与自己握手言和平和的这种感觉。那么这样的话，我们才能得以从梦境当中苏醒过来。
Yeah, so real happiness is there within us already.
真正的幸福就在那儿，就在我们的内心。
But if we look outside of ourselves, constantly.For that happiness, we'll never find it.
但是如果我们持续不断的在自身之外，在自己的内心之外去寻求快乐幸福，那么我们永远都是找不到快乐幸福的。
Yeah, so in the beginning of a spiritual life, we have to regulate the mind and the senses.
所以说在灵性生活的初始阶段，我们就必须要规范自己的心意和感官。
We have to engage in an effective spiritual practice.
并且我们要进行一种非常有效果的灵性修习。
And then eventually you discover your true self and the happiness that's always been there.
而最终的话呢，你就能发现真正的自我，发现内心本来已经存在了的这种永恒的快乐。
Your need or interest in sex life will greatly decrease, maybe even disappear.
而随着你逐渐年龄增长，那么你对于性生活的需求，或者是叫做对于性生活的兴趣，就会大幅度的减少，或者甚至是彻底的消失。
Yeah, so to give up sex life, is artificial.
所以说要放弃性生活是一种非常做作的，然后这种人工做作，对，很做作的这种行为。
And it can even make one, crazy.
而这种让自己断绝性生活的话呢，甚至可能会让一个人发疯。
Yeah, if you artificially suppress the urge.
如果你只是一种非常做作的去念的话。
Yeah, you can become, you know, very hard-hearted and critical of others.
那么很有可能你就会变得内心是非常坚硬无比、铁石心肠的那种感觉，并且不断的在挑剔别人犯的错、挑剔别人的问题。
Yes, Krishna says, one who controls his senses, but always thinks about the objects of the senses is just a pretender.
那么 Krishna 就说过，一个控制自己感官，但同时不断的去思考着自己感官对象的一个人，那就只是一个伪装者，这个假扮成这个控制感官的人而已。
That will never work.
这种方式是永远不会起作用的。
But if one practices Krishna consciousness and regulates the mind and the senses, then he can become successful.
而如果一个人修习 Krishna 知觉，但同时也规范自己的心意和这个感官的话，那么最终就会取得成功。
Yeah, so if one is serious spiritual practitioner, then he'll regulate sex desire by only having sex in a committed relationship.
所以说如果一个人是非常严肃认真的想要进行灵性修习的话，那么他就会通过只和这个婚姻关系当中的这个伴侣进行性生活的话呢，以这种方式来规范自己的这种性欲。
And then Prabhupada says an even more advanced regulation of sex life will be to just have sex for the creation of children once a month.
Once a month. 然后帕帕也提到，就是而比这一种就是规范性欲的更高一阶的这种做法的话呢，更高一阶的这种规范行为，那就是只是为了繁衍孩子的目的，然后来进行性生活一月一次。
That's the idea. That's the ideal.
而这种就是最理想的状况了。
But anyway, you start from where you are.
但无论如何，你都从自己所在的这个位置开始。
So we have to begin to regulate each sense and our mind, somewhere.
我们必须要从某一点开始来规范自己的每一个感官，规范自己的心意。
You regulate the mind by being present and chanting Hare Krishna.
通过在这个就是不断的保持临在，然后在念诵 Krishna, 念诵这个曼陀罗的时候，保持这种临在的状态来规范自己的心意。
And you regulate the other senses by eating Krishna prasadam.
然后通过这个尊敬 Krishna 这个 prasadam, 然后来规范我们的这个味觉。然后通过结婚，然后来规范性欲。
Something like that. So yes, you cannot artificially give up sex.
所以说是的，你确实不能够这种很做作、很人为的，就是来直接放弃性欲，这是不可能的。
But you also cannot just try and satisfy the urge anytime it arises.
但是你也不应该在每一次这个冲动冒起来的时候就去满足它，这也是不可能能够规范得了的。
You have to start with some boundary.
所以说就必须要从某一些这种界限开始。
But as you find happiness within, and then you don't require, you're not dependent upon anything from outside yourself.
而随着你开始能够在内心找到快乐幸福，那么你就不再去依赖于外界的其他的东西、其他的事物来获取快乐幸福感。
That's the test.
所以这就是考验所在。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one. Sumuki Radha Mataji 问的问题，接着前面的提问。我一直困惑，主 Krishna 给了我们感官，别的感官都可以为主服务，眼睛、鼻子、舌头、耳朵，但眼睛也喜欢看好看的，耳朵想听好听的，舌头需要品尝食物，排泄系统天天都得排泄，而性却要一直压抑它。我看到自己的假我还是很留恋性生活，极力辩解着这是心意和假我为了阻止我灵性进步而设的陷阱吗？This Mataji again, says what she was asking previously, you know, with just the question, and she continued to say that I'm always feel puzzled by, you know, the fact that Krishna gave us senses, because we can use all the other senses like eyes, nose, tongue, and the ears to serve Krishna, but the eyes also want to see beautiful things, and the ears want to hear beautiful stuff, and the tongue wants to taste delicious food, and then the bowel movement has to go on every day, and then with the sex desire, and I have to always suppress it. I can see that my false ego still pretty much attached to sex life, and then my false ego tries its best to reason it.To make it, reasonable, justify it. So this is a trap that is set up by my mind, by my false ego, in order to hinder my spiritual growth.
Well, again, we have to engage the senses in Krishna's service.
所以说再次说到，就是我们必须要把自己的这个感官运用在 Krishna 的服务之中。
Otherwise, we become victimized by them.
否则的话，我们就会成为自己感官的受害者。
Yeah, and in many cases, our desire for sex life is just not, like I said, it's just not the physical urge. It's usually wrapped up with our false ego.
而在很多情况下，就是我们对于性生活的这种欲念欲望，并不只是单纯的一种躯体上心理这种生理上的一种冲动而已，而更多的是就是在这个欲念的外面包裹着重重的这个假我。
Yeah, the false ego is afraid it's going to die.
假我是非常。恐惧自己会死亡的。
So when we have sex, we feel alive.
而当我们在进行性生活的时候，性行为的时候，我们就会假我就会感到自己是活着的。
The false ego feels unloved.
假我感到自己不被爱。
The false ego feels separate.
假我感到是分离的，隔绝的。
It feels lonely.
感到孤独。
It feels unappreciated.
感到自己不被他人欣赏和感激。
And so when we have sex, the false ego, confuses that for love and for appreciation.
而当我们进行性行为的时候，假我就会把这种性行为误认为是爱，误认为是一种情感的表达，误认为是通过性行为的话就能够得到爱，得到情感，得到别人的欣赏。
False ego wants to be in control.
因为假我想要处于掌控的位置。
So sometimes, people feel the control through sex, feel in control of others by using sex.
而有时的话呢，因为假我想要去掌控，因此有时就是。能通过这种性行为的话呢，就能感受到自己是处于掌控的位置，感受到自己是能够去掌控得了别人的。
Yeah, so this makes, sex life seem more important than it really is.
哦，因此的话呢，这就使得性生活看上去比它本来的这种事实的话呢，就看上去是更加的重要了。
Yeah, so in this way, it can become an addiction.
所以这样的方式的话呢，性生活就会，人就会对性生活上瘾。
So the remedy is the same. Regulate. You don't cut it off, but regulate it.
所以而这个补救方式的话呢，或者叫做疗这种疗愈它的方式还是一样的，那就是不要把这个性生活性欲完全给剔除掉，而是去规范它。
And notice if you're trying to fulfill your emotional need for love or for approval or for importance through sex.
然后并且去注意到你是不是有这种想要通过性来满足自己的情感需求，来获得爱，获得他人的认可，并且感到自己是重要的，获得这种重要性的这样一种欲望，是有这样的一种想法和欲念在其中的。
Then, as you actually learn to live in the present,
然后随着你开始真正能够学会如何让自己活在当下，临在当下的时候
，When you're present, you've come out of your mind.
当你真正临在此刻的时候，你就从心意当中走了出来。
At least for the moment that you're present.
至少是在你临在的那一刻的时候，你是在心意之外的。
When you're present, you come out of the false ego. It's not present. That only exists in the mind.
而当你临在的时候，你的假我是不存在的，因为假我是存在于居住于你的心意之中。而当你临在的时候，你就没有活在自己的心意，没有活在自己的假我之中。
Then you start to experience your real self, which is already complete.
而这个时候你就开始能体验到真正的自我，而真正的自我原本就是完整的。
Which is already full of joy.
真正的自我已经充满了快乐喜悦。
Which has always been connected with God.
而真正的自我是永恒的和主和神相连接的。
And so Krishna says that when we experience a higher taste, then we can overcome the lower taste.
Krishna 说，当我们体验到更高的品位的时候，我们就能够放弃较低的品位。
Right, so we have to do both things simultaneously. We have to master the mind and the senses and also awaken to our spiritual self, and then that will take care of the sex urge.
所以说我们必须要同一时间做到两件事，那就是第一就是来规范自己的这个感官和心意，然后成为自己感官和心意的主人。而第二件事就是觉醒到自己真实的灵性自我。而当我们能够真正觉醒到这个灵性的自我的时候，我们的性的冲动欲念就会真正的能够被放下了。
Yeah, so the sex urge doesn't go away, but it just loses its importance.
当然而性的这种冲动欲念的话呢是不可能完全消失的，但是我们 确实能够失去对我们的这种极强的掌控力。
You know it won't really make you happy.
然后你能够真正的明白，那么性本身是不可能让你快乐的。
But again, you don't have to cut it off, but you do have to regulate it.
这个压抑性，然后彻底的这个切割掉它。然后而是说你要去规范它。
Yeah, you cannot experience the material world without the material body and without the material mind.
如果你没有一个物质的心意，没有一个物质的躯体，你是不可能能够体验得到这个物质世界的。
Like I mentioned in the beginning, you know, you have to give the body air.
就像我刚才提到过的，我们必须要给予自己的这个物质躯体，要喂饱它，要给它喝水，然后要让它呼吸。
Yes, if you didn't have the urge to breathe, or the urge to drink water, or the urge to eat, then the body would die.
而如果你连喝水，然后吃饭，然后呼吸的这种冲动欲念都没有了的话，那就躯体只会死亡。
And if you didn't have the urge to have sex,Then there would be no more babies and no more humans.
而如果你们都没有这种想要去进行性活动的欲念的话，那就根本就不会有孩子的诞生，然后人类的这个种族都是会灭绝了。
So sex is a natural urge.
所以说性欲是一种很自然的这样一种欲念，一种冲动。
And when you're young, it's at its peak.
特别是在年轻的时候，这个性欲是可以达到了这个顶峰的状态的。
But if you lead a spiritual life,
但是当你开始这个灵性生活的时候，
And you start meditating on it.
一开始冥想它。
Meditate on Krishna instead.
然后而开始冥想 Krishna, 而没有开始没有继续的冥想性。
Then as your body gets older, the urge decreases and your mind is purified, so there's no problem.
而随着年龄的增长，然后这个时候这种性欲的冲动就会下降，然后你的心意也会得到净化。
Yeah, you get liberated.
那此时你就能得到解脱了。
But you have to follow the process and it takes time.
所以说而你必须要去遵循这样一个灵性休息的程序，但这个遵循灵性休息的程序是需要时间的。
Okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay. Another one. Sumuki Radamaraji 问的，丈夫不能允许他的妻子不满足他，没有性生活很容易离婚呐、啊。我都不敢想启迪的事儿，也知道不符合规范原则，该怎么办呢？Okay, so this Mataji is asking that a different one is asking that the husband does not allow the wife to not satisfy him. So the husband insists that the wife to satisfy him, and.But without the sex life, it's very much easier to divorce. So this mother cannot even begin thinking about initiation because she knows that this does not obey the regulative principles. So what can she do?
Well, it is a difficult situation, especially if you're a woman married to a man and the husband is demanding sex.
所以这确实是一种比较困难的状况，因为当你作为女性已经嫁给一个男人的时候，而对方是需要你进行性活动的，确实是一个比较困难的状况。
And of course, you know, if the wife refuses to have sex, then eventually, you know, it'll come to divorce, and that will cause a lot of problems for everyone, the children, the whole family.
而如果妻子要是一直拒绝这个婚而离婚的话，就会给整个家庭、给孩子，然后给双方的家庭都制造出太多的问题。
So that's you know a very difficult situation.
所以这真的是一个比较困难的一个局面。
Yet the woman is you know a sincere devotee who wants to advance in Krishna consciousness.
而如果女方要真的是非常真诚，真的是想要在 Krishna 知觉当中前进的话。
So in those cases, you know, sometimes Prabhupada made exceptions.
所以说在这种状况当中，也就是当Mataji 当奉献者真的是想要在 Krishna 知觉当中进行进步的话呢，Papa就会sorry, Gunaraj, Papa would make what?
Some exceptions.
然后Papa就会做出一些这种例外额外叫做对。叫做就是例外的一些这些规定。
He would allow women in those situations to who were sincere devotees to get initiated and just to stay with that one husband.
而怕就会允许这些女性然后获得启迪，接受启迪，然后并且继续和自己的丈夫在一起。
And a woman would just have to tolerate that.
而这个玛塔吉呢就必须要去容忍这一点才行。
And that situation, it wouldn't be a cause for the woman can still make spiritual advancement, even if she's in that difficult situation.
而对于奉献者玛塔吉来说，那么身处这样的一种困难局面的话呢，即便他身处这样的一种困难局面，但是他都是依然可以取得灵性进步的。 Okay. Next one. Yeah, now comes the this week's questions. 我们来看这个星期今天大家问的问题。小小的仆人图图问：从物质躯体梦境中苏醒过来，奉献者应有的心态，反思自己的错误，请求原谅，家人也是 Krishna 的一部分，超越躯体去照顾他们，并维系好自己的奉献服务，感恩 Guru 的教导，这正是我的现状，我会努力去平衡好。So, 小小的仆人图图 is saying, she's just concluding what you have taught today. To wake up from the dream of having a spiritual body, this is the attitude of a devotee. To reflect on one's own mistakes, to beg for forgiveness, and also to see that family members are also part of Krishna, and maintain the body to take care of the family members, and also maintain the spiritual life. I'm very grateful to your teaching. This is what's happening now with me, and I will try my best to balance them.
Yeah, great. Yeah, just do your best.
很好，所以就尽请你尽最大努力就行。
And stay humble and respectful.
然后继续保持谦卑和对他人尊敬。
You're not responsible for anybody but yourself.
你只对自己负责，而并不是对任何人承担起任何责任的。
I mean, you cannot change anyone. Everyone has free will, so you have to respect that.
而我的意思就是说，你只对自己负责，而并不对其他人负责，是说你有你的自由意志，然后你只能改变你自己，而无法去改。
You too.
Okay, and then Hari Vansa Das Prabhu 问说，明天回老家参加爸爸的老来伴，也叫阿姨哦，也叫阿姨的六十大寿。我妻子准备了纯素生日蛋糕，供奉后来派发，彼此互相尊重。So Hari Vansa want to attend the big birthday of his father's second wife, I guess, and then Harivansa Prabhu's wife has prepared a vegetarian prasadam cake, birthday cake, for the wife of the father. So they're showing mutual respect.
Wonderful.
太好了，太棒了。
That's the thing, when we treat others respectfully and we respect their free will, their choice of how they want to live, then they'll also be more open to treating us that way, even though they don't understand or agree.
其实这就是当我们在对别人就是心怀这种尊重之情来对待别人的时候，并且真正尊重对方的这种人生方式的选择，那么这个时候他们也会更加愿意来尊重我们的人生方式的选择，即便是他们无法理解，然后你无法理解我们为什么会这样来过自己的生活。
Yeah, so from Krishna's perspective, that's actually very positive for other people. If they just accept a devotee the way he is, even if they don't agree with it, they make spiritual advancement.
而从 Krishna 的这个角度来看的话，实际上这也是非常积极的。就是如果一个非奉献者，一个物质主义者，他能够接受另一位奉献者的这种生活方式，然后即便他可能觉得不理解等等的，但是他都能够接纳，那么这个真的就是怎么说来着呢？就他自己也在进行着灵性上的进步了。
That's a certain level of acceptance of Krishna.
That's a what?
It's a certain level of acceptance. Not to be against
I see. 说这个实际上这也是一位非奉献者的话呢，一种某种程度上的接纳了，就是接纳 Krishna 了。
Yeah, so our behavior is very important. We can make a person favorable or unfavorable by our behavior.
因此我们的言行举止真的是非常非常重要的，通过我们的言行举止，然后就能够使得一个人是能够未来有可能能够接受奉爱服务，还是不可能完全拒绝。
So by Hari Vamsa and his wife, participating in an important family celebration, but at the same time maintaining you know, their devotional principles, but being respectful and loving towards others, it's positive for the whole family.
所以说通过 Harvey Vansa Prabhu 和你妻子的这样一种就是行为的话呢，就是说参加自己家人家庭的这种庆祝活动，这种对，然后完了以后对家人表达出敬意，表达出爱，那么这样的方式维系这种充满友善的关系的话呢，真的就是非常非常好的。
And it's nice that, you know, his family is willing to accept, you know, a vegetarian cake. Maybe then they don't even know it's vegetarian. It doesn't matter. Just the fact that they're mutually, you know, respectful and affectionate. That's enough.
所以说当然很好的就是你的家人的话呢都愿意接受这个纯素的圣诞糕，当然有可能他们都不知道是纯素的，但是无论如何就是你们彼此相互尊重相互表达这种爱的话呢，真的是非常好的这样一种维系家庭关系的方式。
Now I know there are many devotees listening who are not in such a favorable situation as Hari Vamsa and his wife.
当然我知道就是今天就是在听课的许多奉献者的家庭状况的话呢，都并没有像 Hari Vamsa Prabhu 和你妻子的这种就是很有力的这种状况。
And they're struggling with, you know, parents and siblings and friends and relatives who are just very antagonistic against, you know, their lifestyle.
然后可以说很多的奉献者的话呢，都可能在于自己的父母亲人，然后兄弟姐妹，然后或者是朋友那里，就是不断的在挣扎着的，因为对方是对于奉献者的这种生活方式抱有极强的敌对情绪的。
And I know you're all doing the best you can.
我知道大家都是在尽我们最大努力。
Yeah, so don't feel bad.
所以说不要觉得糟糕。
But still remain, keep your humility and respect for every living entity's free will to choose.
但是请我们继续保持谦卑，请我们继续的去尊重所有的生物体都是有选择怎样的生活方式的这样一种自由意志的，尊重每一个生物体的自由意志。
Yeah, instead of feeling sad or angry, try and feel compassion.
与其去感到悲伤感到愤怒，不如试着让自己心怀这种同情怜悯之心。
Be like the super soul that feels compassion for the soul's ignorance.
然后我们就可以像超灵那样心怀同情怜悯之心的来看着那些挣扎着在愚昧当中的那些个体灵魂。
Are we, is that it?
I think two more.
Okay.
Okay. 我们来看接下来剩下的两个问题。Govinda Nandini Maharaj 问的 ,Hare Krishna, 感恩 Guru 的讲课。请问当我们心意去想其他人其他事的时候，我们就从对 Krishna 的专注中离开了，并且给予了别的事情能量，对吗？是不是通过这种方式我们失去了自己的能量，给予了其他事情更多的能量？感恩您的解答。Okay, so Govinda Nandini Maharaj is asking that, thank you very much for your class. So my question is that when our mind is engaged in other things and other people, thinking about other things, other people, so we basically shift our attention to Krishna, to divert the attention to Krishna to something else. So that basically means we give the energy to other things, right? So is that because of this way we actually lose our own energy and give more energy to other things?
Well, when we interact with others, a lot of times we can get lost in their story and lost on our own story.
当我们在跟别人互动交流的时候，很多时候我们可能会迷失在别人的故事当中，然后或者也是迷失在自己的故事当中。
We forget who we are.
忘记了真正的自我。
But as, you know, as we advance in Krishna consciousness, we can maintain our center.
但是随着我们在 Krishna 知觉当中不断取得进步，我们就能够一直保持好自己的这种中心。
And we can watch our mind, we can watch our false ego, and maintain some awareness that I'm an eternal being.
然后而这个保持中心的意思就是我们能够观察自己的心意，观察假我，并且在与他人的互动当中都依然能够维系那么一丁点的这种觉知，那就是我是一个永恒的存在的这种个体灵魂的这种觉知。
But it's a balancing act, and we have to have a certain level of a level of awakening and presence to be able to do that.
A level of presence and awakening. You were saying it's a balancing act?
Yes.
Oh, 而这种是一种实际上可以叫做一种平衡性的行为，也就是说要做到这一点，我们就必须要一直能够保持某种程度的临在，保持某种程度的这种觉醒的状态才行。
Right, we maintain the awareness that I'm an eternal being. I'm present.
By being present?
Yeah, well, we're present. When we're present, we're aware that I'm the eternal consciousness.
当我们临在的时候，我们就能够一直觉知到自己是作为一个灵性的永恒的存在。
Yeah, my life is coming from the super soul.
就能够感知到我们的生命是来自于超灵的。
And on one level, we're aware of that.
那么在一个层面上，我们是能够觉知到这一块的。
And we're also aware of the person we're interacting, that they're also the same.
并且的话呢，在另一个层面上，我们能够觉知到我们面前所站的这样一个个体灵魂，另一个人，他也是和我们同样的永恒的灵性存在。
But on the other hand, we're also, you know, acting through our false ego and their false ego.
但是另一方面的话呢，我们也是通过自己的假我来行为，然后别人，对方也是通过他们的假我来行为的。
Yeah, thoughts and feelings are arising, and sometimes they trigger our false ego, and we trigger their false ego.
而念头和感受就会不断的冒出来，而有些时候这就会这个叫做点燃触发我们的假我，而有时的话我们也会激发起对方的假我。
Yeah. But as we advance in awakening and Krishna consciousness, we can maintain our center, even if we get pulled out of our center a little bit.
那么而随着我们不断的在 Krishna 知觉当中取得进步，不断的就是觉醒，就是不断的让自己在时时刻刻保持着这种觉醒，那么我们就能以维系好自己的中心，也就是说维系好自己的这种知觉，那么有时候即便可能被拉出了这种中心，拉出了知觉的话呢，但是我们都能够立刻的再次回到这种当下的状态。
But we don't attain that stage of awakening by retreating from the world and retreating from relationships.
但是我们是不可能能够通过从这个世界撤退回来，或者叫做就是躲避这个真实世界，或者叫做从各种各样的人际关系当中给躲开逃开，然后从而能够保持这样的一种知觉状态的。
It's in relationship that our false egos are triggered and we start to see our false ego, and then that's how we transcend it.
也正是在人际关系当中，我们的假我会被激发开来，由此的话我们才能看到自己的假我是这个样子的，那么由此的话我们才能够真正的去放下对假我的这种认同。
Yeah, in order to let go of illusion, we have to see it.
要想能够从幻觉当中解脱出来，那我们就首先要能够看到自己是处于幻觉之中的。
So we see everyone as a mirror for us to see our illusion.
因此我们与之交往的每一个人都像一面镜子一样，能够照射出我们自己本身所处于的虚幻能量。
Yeah, everyone becomes our guru.
每一个人都成为我们的 guru.
Okay.
Okay. Next one. So this question is again by the one that just asking about the sex life, the cutting off the, you know, six desire thing, that Mataji. And
yeah.
she said, thank you very much for your, oh, let me speak Chinese first. 然后我们来看现在是刚才问问题的那位奉献者继续问的这个问题哈，那位Mataji说，感恩您的细致讲解，据说女人结婚之后就切断了与自己原生家庭和父母的业报关系，而与丈夫的家连接在一起，这时我们照顾自己的父母算是我们了结业报和应尽的职责吗？嗯 ，So this Mataji is saying that, I've heard that after a woman gets married, her karmic relationship with her parents and with her original family gets cut off. And instead she gets connected the karma with the husbands.So, and then for the women to take care of the parents, is that also, the duty for the woman to end the karma and also the duty that a woman should engage in? The duty, yeah, is that the duty that the woman should engage in?
Well, you know, practically where it involves our karma. That's very complex.
从实际层面来看，我们在人生当中遇到的每一个人，我们都会纠缠到这个人的这个业报当中的，这实际上是非常复杂的。
And of course, when we get married, you know, we marry our, you know, not only for the woman, but for the man too. Basically, you know, you're joining families.
Joining family.
Yeah.
You mean like two people become one family?
Yeah, not only the man and the woman becoming a family, but their families become families.
然后当然特别就是当一个男人和一个女人结婚的时候，那么不仅双方组建了一个家庭，并且他们双方各自的家庭的话呢，也又构建了整个，也又构成了整个一个大家庭。
So we're all karmically related.
所以说我们所有人都是这种业报上都被连接在了一起。
And everything that happens to us is a lesson to learn.
而发生在我们身上的每一件事儿都是我们需要领悟需要学习的一个课题。
And if we don't learn the lesson, then we have to repeat it.
而如果我们没有领悟到这个课题没有领悟到这个教训那么还要在未来继续重复这样一个学习过程。
So, the ultimate,You know, freedom from karma is awakening.
而要想从业报当中解脱出来获得自由那就是必须在灵性上得到得以觉醒。
Yeah, to see through the illusion of the mind and the body and this false identity.
能够看透这个躯体看透这个心意看透整个这个幻整个这个虚假的自我的幻觉。
It's just not a matter of satisfying, you know, some relationship and taking care of this person because they took care of me before or something like that.
It's not a matter of satisfying the people.
Yeah, that's not what frees you from karma.
所以说要在一段关系当中照顾好某个人的情绪或者叫做让某个人感到很满意的话这样的做法是不可能能够让你了结得了业报能够对从这个业报当中解脱出来的
Yeah, so Krishna says that self-realization is like a fire
Krishna 就说过自我觉悟就像火焰一样
That burns up karma
自我觉悟就像火焰一样能够燃烧尽我们的业报
Let's look at this verse. It's chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 37.
大家可以看到博迦梵歌的第四章第三十七师节就讲到这个 Krishna 说的
Yatai Damsi Samidagnir Basmasat Kuru Terajuna Jnana Agni Sarvakarmani Basmasat Kuru Te Tata.As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions to material activities.
所以 4.37 正如熊熊火焰焚木成灰阿尔朱那亚知识之火也能把一切物质活动的报应烧成灰烬。
Yeah, so when I come to knowledge of my true self,
因此对我来说，当我能够看，当我觉悟到了这个真正的自我的，获得真正的自我的这个知识的时候，
I see I'm an eternal being.
我能看到我是一个永恒的存在。
And the other person I'm interacting with, I also see they're an eternal being.
而我与之互动交流的另一个人，我也能够看到他也是一个永恒的存在。
I don't relate to them from my false ego anymore.
此时我就并没有再基于我的假我来和这个人建立联系，建立关系。
Then there's no karma.
而后这个当中就不再有业报了。
That's the end of karma.
这个时候就业报彻底终止了，了结了。
As long as you imagine I'm this mind and body.
而只要你还想象着认为自己就是这个躯体，就是这个心意。
Then everything you do reinforces that illusion.
那么你所做的一切都不外乎是在继续加强着、增强的这种幻觉。
But if you transcend that illusion, even if you have a mind and body,
而如果你能超越这个幻觉，即便依然有这个躯体和这个心意，
then nothing you do can reinforce that illusion because you're freed from it.
那么你所做的一切都不可能再次加强这个幻觉的，因为你已经because you're already free from the illusion.
Yeah.
因为你已经从这个幻觉当中解脱自由出来了。
Yeah, so that's the fire of knowledge.
这个就是知识的火焰。
Or the fire of consciousness, of knowing.
或者这种知觉的火焰。
Yeah, so all we have to do is awaken and everything's taken care of.
所以说我们所需要做的一切就是让自己觉醒，那么而后的话呢，所有其他的一切都会被照顾好了。
Yeah, sex life's taken care of, karma's taken care of, just surrender to Krishna, everything's taken care of.
所以说性的这种冲动会被照顾好，我们所遭受的我们的这些业报也会被照顾好，我们所需要做的一切就是得以觉醒，然后臣服于 Krishna, 那么所有其他的一切都会被照顾好了。
Yeah, water the root of the tree and then the whole tree is nourished.
去给树的根部浇水，那么整棵树的所有的部分都会被浇灌到了。
Otherwise, you're trying to put water on every little leaf. Doesn't work.
否则的话，你就只不过是跟树的每片叶子浇水，但这根本不起任何作用。
Go to the root of all of the whole problem.
去到所有一切问题的根部所在。
And that's our forgetfulness of who we are in our relationship with God.
而这个根部根源就是我们遗忘了真正的自我，遗忘了我们和 Krishna 之间的永恒的关系。
So we just have to concentrate on rectifying that mistake.
而我们所要做的一切就是专注于来纠正这个错误而已。
Then everything comes into balance.
而后所有其他的一切都会到达平衡状态了。
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, I think so. Let me see. One devotee says that, 这个热爱生命的奉献者祝福咕噜痛苦减少，早日康复。有一个健康的身体继续引导我们穿越心意假我的迷幻。Hare Krishna. So one devotee says that he really prays for your health, that, you know, you're reduce the suffering because of the pain, reduce the suffering, and, you know, recover as soon as possible to have a healthy body to continue leading us through the illusion.
Thank you very much.
非常感谢这位奉献者的祝福呢。
Yeah, I'm not in so much pain. It's just an annoyance, that's all.
Oh, that's good. 或者说倒不是说身体有多痛苦，就是时不时的有一点小痛，然后就整得他这个就不舒服。Yeah, all the other devotees also left the messages to pray for you, like Govinda Nandini and Rasarati Mataji, and also 一位叫开心的 Mataji.
Thank you. I appreciate your prayers so much.
谢谢大家，我真的非常感恩你们的祝福呢。
Yeah, it's very helpful.
真的是很有帮助的。
So next week, this time, I'll actually be in the hospital having an operation.
下个星期六的这个时间 Guru 就在医院里面就做手术了，同一时间。
So we're going to try and record a class next week and then have it, you know, the broadcast today, right?
所以说的话呢，就下个星期我们抽个时间，比如说可能周四的样子，然后就专门录制这个讲课的录音，然后星期六早上的话呢，就可以给大家播放出来，所以就并不是会缺课，然后顾就是说就录音给大家讲课。
So we'll see if we can arrange that. If not, then I'll miss the class next week.
所以如果能够录音的给的话是最好的，但如果要是没办法能够安排录音的话，那就只有下星期的给大家缺一次课了。
So doctors say I'll be pretty sore for about 1 week, and then it'll take about a month or 6 weeks to fully recover.
After 1 week, the doctor says what? So
I'll be very sore, you know.
Sore.
Sore moving around for about 1 week, but then after that, I'll start feeling stronger and be in less pain.
I see.
Then a month, I should be fully recovered.
Great. 然后顾如就说他医生给他说做完手术以后的第一个星期的话呢会身体比较酸痛，但是过了第一个星期以后后面的话就会好太多，好很多，然后过了一个月以后，然后顾如就会完全康复了，就不会有问题了。Yeah. That's great. Good. Alright.
Okay, so end the class today, right?
Okay. Yeah, more and more devotees, you know, leaving messages for you to pray for your.
I'm so lucky, so fortunate.
所以说，我觉得我太幸运了，能够有收获到大家的祝福。
I wish I could give you as much as you give me.
我真希望我能够回报给大家，就是你们给予我这么多哈，我真希望我能回报给大家同样多的这么多的仁慈和祝福呢。
So thank you, Narayani. We'll be in touch and see if we can arrange something. If not, then that's okay.
Okay. I will talk with them.
Okay. Thank you, Samukhi Radha and Sati and all the devotees. All glories to Prabhupada. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.
感谢大家。所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典佛教瓦坛。外昆塔之音，福源于聆听。今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。